Blog Talk Radio.
While we appear to be having some technical difficulties this morning, Hold on. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Hold on. We may wind up having to shift a little bit. I thought we would be playing by now. Hold on. Thank you for being here. Assalamu alaikum. Here we are. Assalamu alaikum.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب أليم.
سورة الفاتحة. Seek refuge in the name of Allah from the curse, rejected enemy Satan. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thy aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Alif Lam Mim. This is the book, in it is guidance sure without doubt to those who fear Allah, who believe in the unseen, are steadfast in prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent to thee, and sent before thy time, and in their hearts have the assurance of the hereafter. They are on true guidance from their Lord, and it is these who will prosper. As to those who reject faith, it is the same to them, whether thou warn them or do not warn them, they will not believe. Allah has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing, and on their eyes is a veil. Great is the penalty they incur.
ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلعوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إن معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون الله يستهزئ به ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين مثلهم كما الذي استرقت دنارا فلما أضاءت ما حولهم ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون ثم بكم عمي فهم لا يعدون أو كسيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق هذل الموت والله مهيد بالكافرين يكاد برق يخسف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم ما شوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
Of the people, there are some who say, "We believe in Allah and the last day," but they do not really believe. Fain would they deceive Allah and those who believe, but they only deceive themselves and realize it not. In their hearts is a disease, and Allah has increased their disease, and grievous is the penalty they incur, because they are false to themselves. When it is said to them, "Make not mischief on the earth," they say, "Why, we only want to make peace." Of a surety, they are the ones who make mischief, but they realize it not. When it is said to them, "Believe as the others believe," they say, "Shall we believe as the fools believe?" Nay, of a surety, they are the fools, but they do not know. When they meet those who believe, they say, "We believe." But when they are alone with their evil ones, they say, "We are really with you. We were only jesting." Allah will throw back their mockery on them and give them rope in their trespasses. So they will wander like blind ones to and fro. These are they who have bartered guidance for error. But their traffic is profitless, and they have lost true direction. Their similitude is that of a man who kindled a fire. When it lighted all around him, Allah took away their light and left them in utter darkness so they could not see. Deaf, dumb, and blind, they will not return to the path. Or another similitude is that of rain-laden clouds from the sky. In it are zones of darkness and thunder and lightning. They press their fingers in their ears to keep out the stunning thunderclap. So while they are in terror of death, but Allah is ever around the rejecters of faith. The lightning all but snatches away their light. Every time the light helps them, they walk therein. And when the darkness grows on them, they stand still. And if Allah wills, he could take away the faculty of hearing and seeing. For Allah has power over all things.
يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا نار التي وقودها الناس وحجارة أعدت للكافرين وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرات الرزق قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأوتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون إن الله يستحيي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعده فما فوقا فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أرد الله بهذا مثلا يدل به كثيرا ويحدي به كثيرا وما يدل به إلا الفاسقين صدق الله العظيم
O you people, adore your God and Lord, who created you and those who came before you, that you may have the chance to learn righteousness, who has made the earth your couch and the heaven your canopy, and sent down rain from the heavens, and brought forth therein fruit for your sustenance. Then set not up rivals unto Allah when you know the truth. And if you are in doubt as to what we have revealed from time to time to our servants, then produce a surah like thereunto, and call your witnesses or helpers, if there are any besides Allah, if your doubts are true. But if you cannot, and of a surety you cannot, then fear the fire, whose fuel is men and stone, which is prepared for those who reject faith, but give glad tidings to those who believe and work righteousness, that their portion is gardens beneath which rivers flow. Every time they are fed with fruit therefrom, they say, why, this is what we were fed with before, for they are given things in similitude, and they have therein companions pure and holy, and they abide therein forever. Allah disdains not to use the similitude of things lowest as well as highest. Those who believe know that it is the truth from their Lord. But those who reject faith say, what means Allah by this similitude? By it he causes many to stray, and many he leads into the right path. But he causes not to stray except those who forsake the path. Those who break Allah's covenant after it is ratified, and who sunder what Allah has ordered to be joined, and do mischief on earth, these cause losses only to themselves.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها وأرض وما طهاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذب الثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعاقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر وأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وأما من بخل واستغنى وكذب بالحسنى فسنيسره للعسرى وما يغني عنه ماله إذا تردى إن علينا للهدى وإن لنا للآخرة وأولى فأنذرتكم نارا تلظى لا يصلها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأنا من نعمة ربك فحدث. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا أنت وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانسب وإلى ربك فارغب. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين عليك الله بأحكم الحاكمين. صدق الله العظيم.
دعاء الثالث prayer. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. You've just recited in prayer the first chapter of the Quran, the holy book of the Muslim, revealed to Muhammad, the Prophet, about 1400 years or so ago. I'll now read the translation of that chapter, short chapter, as translated by Abdullah Yusuf Ali into English. He gives the initials for the mystic letters Alif Lam Mim. So he gives in the translation the following: in the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. A L M. This is the book, and it is guiding sure, without doubt, to those who fear God, who believe in the unseen, and are steadfast in prayer, and spend out of what we have provided for them, and who believe in the revelation sent to thee, and sent before thy time, and in their hearts have the assurance of the hereafter. They are on true guidance from their Lord, and it is those and it is these who will prosper. As to those who reject faith, it is the same to them whether thou warn them or do not warn them. They will not believe. God has set a seal on their hearts and on their hearing and on their eyes the veil. Great is the penalty they incur. Now, what we have read here is the second chapter. We will correct it by reading the first chapter. The first chapter reads as follows: In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, praise be to God, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. Amen. Now the English, the Arabic, for what we read in place of what we should have read, has been recited today while we were sitting here by Imam Qasim Ahmed. He began with that reading, with the reading of Al-Fatiha, and read through what we read in English of the second chapter, and he even read further into the second chapter, and he read also from the last 30th part of the Quran. Most of you know Imam Qasim Ahmed. He's a member of the Council of Imams. He's the regional imam in Southwest region. He resides in Dallas, Texas. And he is ex many things. He's an ex-gangster, he's an ex-Panther member, and then finally he became an ex-FOI. And now he's one of the most progressive imams in the whole community. Brother Imam, Coffee Imam, stand up. Face, let the people see you there. Praise to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Read from the first verses, opening verses of chapter 30 of the Quran. The title of this chapter is Ar-Rum. Surah means chapter or a part of the Quran, a major part of the Quran. Surah Ar-Rum. Rum, Ar-Rum in Arabic means Rome, Roman Empire, as it's translated here. And the chapter begins with the mystic letters that the second chapter of the Quran began with. And then we get about seven verses on the defeat of the Roman Empire and a prophecy in the Quran concerning the recovery, that they would recover from that defeat. And this was fulfilled. It actually happened. They did recover from the defeat later. As we know, we're living right now under the Roman Empire. Not exactly, but it was the Roman Empire that came back up they rose again, and from there we have the new history of the Western world, how it began to rise again. And from there came America, the West, American society. So we begin now with these verses, with the translation. Now read the translation as he has it here. In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. A-L-M. For the mystic letters, Alif Lam Mim. The Roman Empire has been defeated in a land close by, but they, even after this defeat of theirs, will soon be victorious. Within a few years, with God is the decision, in the past and in the future. On that day shall the believers rejoice. On that day shall the believers rejoice with the help of God. He helps whom he will, and he is exalted in might, most merciful. It is the promise of God. Never does God depart from his promise. But most men understand not. They know but the outer things in the life of this world, but of the end things they are heedless. And God speaks the truth. That is the revelation to Prophet Muhammad on the great defeat that the Romans suffered in around 6.
Now, a man got 5 senses. Right? Yeah. All human beings got 5 senses. And they are touch, or feeling, hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, right? All right, these are our 5 senses. Now, I'm saying to you that when the white man said that we were 3/5 of a man, he meant that we could only use 3 of our 5 senses. He was saying that we can feel. He was saying that we can taste. He was saying that we can smell, but we can't hear and we can't see. Now, wasn't that a shame? Ain't that a shame? That dirty son of a bitch. Son of a Jacobite dog. And a Jacobite, man, he got some crazy dogs. Jacobite doesn't know how to raise any civilized dog. We gonna go on back over there. You know, we could give you some proof of what we're talking about now. Now you read the Bible for yourself, and the Bible tell you that it's wrong to give that is for the children to the dog. And at that time, the time of this, that revelation in the Bible, that reading in the Bible, pardon me, Christianity had not gone west. Judaism had not gone to Europe. The European was still without Christianity. All right? Okay.
So who were they calling dogs? They were calling the people that they call heathens. They were calling them dogs. And the same people that they called dogs later embraced Christianity, right? And then they became children, but not the real children. Now, you know, a lot of us, there's a fellow named Wakisaki and one named Mubazu and Mansu Bubu, you know, and when they talk to you, they talk like they know this religion too. Look, and you know that they jive a lot and they talk a lot of nonsense, you know, and they entertain you. Buddy, I'm entertaining you with facts, all right? Don't think I come up here and talk a lot of stuff. What I say, I can back it up, all right? I don't just reach and grab something because it's attractive and use it to impress you. I don't do that. It has to stand up as a fact. All right. Okay. So later, when the so-called heathens came into the religion under the name Christianity, the same people who called them dogs then changed the language. They gave a nice name. They called them children, but not children on an equal plane, on an equal standard or legitimacy with the old children. So what did they say? Your children by adoption. This is a history, Christian history. Your children by adoption. So that means, according to the Bible and according to the history of Christianity, all of you who become Christians and that were not Jews by birth, you were not born Jews, you are children by adoption. Now, children by adoption means that the father is not necessarily yours. Look here, if I'm your son by adoption, that tells the world what? That I'm not really of your blood. So what were they saying about the Western world that they were converting into Christianity? Now you might say, oh, what is he saying? He talked nice about Christianity, and now he's saying something different. I'm saying that there are two Christianities. There's the religion that Jesus brought, and there's the religion that the empires imposed upon masses of minorities all over the world. That's what I'm saying. Okay, all right. Now, we call it the Jacobites. See, to distinguish it from the legitimate people in religion, we call the evil movement in religion, the sneaky movement in religion, the Jacobites. All right. So, okay, the Jacobites gave the Western world, the old world, the Western part of it, the heathen, as they call it, they gave them the religion. And when they gave it to them, they denied them of equal membership or equal status in that religion because their children were called children, original children, children of the true olive branch. Am I giving you a Bible or not? Children of the true olive branch. So that means that those Christians that are now called Christians are children of the false branch. Why call one true if there's not one that's false? All right, and they identify themselves as children, and identify the newcomers, the Western world, as children by adoption. That's the book. Now I think once a Christian, I'm not talking to you all. You don't have no part in this at all. The only thing you want to know is there a black man that have anything different for me to follow than the white man have given me? Is it equal to his? Is it as good as his? You don't even want to know if it's better. You just want to know if it's as good as his. Say, yeah, okay, thank you very much. I'm going to follow this black man now. I'm through the white man. Look at this. We shouldn't have no lost love or something in the white man's world. What we got moaning and missing and feeling all sentimental about, you know, and homesick about. Yeah, the home is in the road ahead. That's right. Home ain't behind us. Home stays in front of us until we get completely free
of this white man's brainwashing that he's done on us. Oh, he sounds like Farrakhan. Keep listening. This ain't no Farrakhan. This is a neocon here, baby. I ain't far. I'm right here. That's right. And this ain't no C-O-N. This is a K-H-A-N. This is Khan in Asiatic language. It means ruler. You know, if there are any of Minister Farrakhan's followers here, you tell him that I respect him more than he respects me. And he has no right to disrespect me, and I have every right to disrespect him. No, don't deal with him. He's caught up in his own web, and he's lost the spider's foot. So he's like a fly caught up in a spider's web. See, the spider got a spider's foot for walking on his own web. Now he's a spider that have lost his feet. So he's caught up in his own web. Don't worry about it. Now, the beauty about this new rising of religion in the West, and understand that this is the first birth of religion on this continent since the Indians. Now, when you talk about birth of religions on this continent, you know what you're talking about? You're talking about birth of denominations. That's all you're talking about. There have been some new denominations of the same old thing born on this continent. Christianity was transported. It was not born here. It was transported. Well, you might say, well, your religion was too. Baby, I wish you would take time to study our history. You should study what we have experienced in this world over here. And you should know how we have come along into what we are today. This ain't no transfer. Nobody imported this. I was never converted by an immigrant Muslim. No immigrant Muslim ever converted me. Well, how did you come in? How did you come into this? On my own, with God's help. I came into it on my own, with God's help. I challenge anybody to bring me somebody that brought us into this. Go and find them. They can't even tell you what this is until they read it from us. That's the truth. So Allah has brought America, this new continent over here, to give birth to a religion for the first time. Since the native Indian. Right. Oh, yes. And once the white man recognized this, and others in this country, they're going to give more serious thought to it. Nobody more true American than I am. Not only was I born here,
but my faith was born here. Right. Yeah. Now, be careful now. Don't say, oh, what he's saying is that this ain't the same religion that they have in Saudi Arabia. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. But let me see if I can compare our difficulty with this book with the difficulty that the Bible say that the people of the Bible was going to have with that book. What does the Bible say? The Bible says that there come a time when people will have the Bible, have the book, but won't know how to read it. Saying the one who is illiterate will take it to someone who's educated. Will say, would you please read this for me? And the educated one will say, I'm sorry, it's sealed. Meaning the understanding of how to read this is sealed off from my understanding. I can't read it. What the Bible is saying, that you'll find people who will be able to read the Bible literally, but still won't be reading it, because its real meaning is under the literal symbolism or the literal script. Yes. Says he will go to one who can't read. And he say, no, I can't read it because I'm not literate. Then he will take it to one who's educated. And that one will say, no, I can't read it because it's sealed. All right? What I'm saying now, that to a great extent, the Quran became the same when they translated out of Arabic into English. When they translated the Quran out of Arabic into English, it fell under the same kind of form. And you can take it and read it, and that doesn't mean you're reading it, baby. So you say, oh, I've heard them say, you know, those who are jealous of my leadership here, and I don't know why you're jealous of my leadership. I didn't put no shotgun up to these people's head and tell them to, look, be my follower. And ain't got no shotgun up to their head now. The open door. I say open world. They can take off from me in any direction they want to go. And I can do the same. We're not supposed to put up with each other here. All right? Okay. So why did you be jealous of my leadership? But there's some of them jealous of my leadership. They just don't want me to be the leader, you see. So they say that, well, the imam ain't got nothing but the Quran. We got the Quran too now. What we needed with the imam. But you fail to realize that before I became the imam, you had the Quran. And you were reading it in English, and you couldn't get past the first door. Yeah, couldn't get past the first door. Not bragging. We're rejoicing. Yes. You read the people of the world tell you their history, tell you their story. If it's a Chinese, when he tell you about Chinese slavery and Chinese oppression, and then he tell you how they came into Chinese culture and Chinese freedom and civilization, oh man, he talks just like I talk. He said, yes, before the Hexia dynasty, the Chinese people were barbaric and savage and ignorant. None of us could produce anything. We couldn't get ourselves out of our situation until along came Hexia. And he began to lead the Chinese into light and understanding. They'll tell you the same thing. Yeah.
you think I'm going to stop referring to the past as something smaller than the present, you're crazy, man. I'm happy to tell you that we're bigger now and better now. Oh, yeah. Now, if we have been given the Quran, this Quran, in English, and many others too, we are not the only African Americans that got the Quran. In fact, before 1930, there was African Americans in this country who got the Quran. They got the Quran, okay? And them and their families and people, they've been trying to follow it. They've been calling themselves Muslims. They give the greetings. In fact, some of them are very good Muslims. You see? And they go under different names. They call themselves Muslims, but under different schools of thought, different labels. All right? There are many of them in this country. But where can you find this, what you see here today? Now, I ain't talking about the numbers. Where can you find two of these people that's sitting down here before me today? They look different. They act different. Their interest is stronger. They're more attentive. They can sit longer. The average one of them, they have trouble getting attention for 5 minutes. Can't hold people's attention. I'm not bragging. I want you to see the sign of God. This is a sign that God has given us what we need. It might not be what all of us want, but it most certainly is what all of us need. And that three-fifths that was still operating, that three-fifths of us recognized that this is what we've been needing. White man say...
Puppet on the string, the whole world dances.
Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us this morning for All Things Human. Alhamdulillah, we just listened to a portion of an April 18th, 1982 address from Imam Muhammad rahimahullah alayhi. And that was like the weekend that he formally, I think we had a welcome to California, welcome to Oakland banquet that very weekend. And alhamdulillah, I thought I choose audios very randomly for the Wednesday morning broadcast. It's like I just go through whatever my archive is and see which one has the best sound. The first one that has the best sound, that's really the one that I go with, because it doesn't matter where you go with whatever Imam Muhammad says, it's good. So just so happened that our dear brother, rahimahullah alayhi, Imam Qasim Ahmed, was there and present, and we had an extended recitation, a reading from Imam Qasim, alhamdulillah, and also with the follow-up by Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah alayhi. So it's really, really, really special. And then on listening further, when I sampled the audio, listening further, seeing some of the content that came up, then alhamdulillah, then the providence of it all showed up. So I said, well, great. So we're going to play that. We're going to play a portion of it. There's more to it. I mean, there's more than an hour still left. So, yes, we cut off a bit of it. But inshallah, next week we're going to pick up with where we left off, just like we're picking up where we left off in the subject. And, again, I say it again. All we have is all our lives, and everybody has to come and take away what is useful to them. But mashallah, please understand that, I believe you do, or you wouldn't be here, that I'm giving you what is useful to you and useful to you right now. Let me see if I can in a sentence or two. So, you know, what's the goal? We started this topic in consequence of one of the lectures we listened to from the Imam, Satan, Hypocrites, the Word of God in History. Like I may have a word or two twisted in there, but it's just the whole idea of Satan and history. The hypocrite's idea is related to those people who say that they are representing God, but they're not actually representing God. At the lowest and at the highest level. So that's where that comes in. The role of the Word of God in it, even some of the last comments that the Imam made, bring us back to what we just played. It brings us back to that point. After all is said and done, dear brother and sister, it is our capacity for reading, digesting, applying the Quran in the real world, in real time, in the right way. That's what makes all the difference. If you can't do that, you can't do that. And all of this by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just a brain thing. It's one of the things when Imam came here to Oakland, we were doing the Quranic Arabic conference. He made it very clear. It's not an intellectual. It's translating the Quran, it's not an intellectual process. That's a part of it, but that's not the biggest of it. So in any case, so that being said, though, if you can't read, understand, apply, abstract the Quran, and this is where the Imam is saying, and this is what's different about what he brought as opposed to what was already present among Muslims globally and nationally here in America. It's a whole new thing. And so what we're talking about in part is about the perspective that Imam Muhammad rahimahullah led us to, gave us by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a way of seeing. Doom, some of you haven't seen it yet, mashallah, it's worth seeing. Because I stopped there because talking about the way of seeing, and one of the things that is outstanding about the people who call the Fremen, they're called the Fremen, but all that is a play on freemen, right? And you can apply that to ex-slaves as freemen or anybody who has truly become free. But the distinguishing feature about them, despite their skin tone and color, is they have these blue eyes, these deep, deep blue eyes, right? So spiritual enlightenment. Right, and what are the eyes? You know, the pupils, right? What is a pupil? Pupil is student, right? So the ability to see, and all of us are seeing through water. The man pointed out, and it's true. We're seeing sensitivities, spiritual sensitivities, devotional sensitivities. Blue is the color of the sky, so you're talking about high levels of spiritual insight, right? That's what that. That kind of vision, that's in that movie. So I'm saying those kind of eyes are the kind of eyes that Imam Muhammad rahimahullah showed us, and by the grace of Allah, understanding what he said and understanding how to apply it, then you begin to see in ways that others can't see. It's no boast, it's just reality. It's just reality. It doesn't matter, and Allah knows. Either you see or you don't see. So we're just gonna leave it there. So let's take off on this principle which underlies all that we have said so far. It's this principle, it's like a cornerstone of this principle statement from the Imam, from As the Light Shines in the East. It's a quote that says it all in terms of what we are speaking to right now and have spoken to, and I don't even know how long we've been talking about. The cultural trends in America reveal the satanic operation of manipulative principle, covertly operating culture, influencing the cultural thinking. By the operation of such covert principle, the culture swings in pendulum from oppressive states to liberal states, bringing us a taste of good times followed by a taste of hell. Near the bottom of the arc in the pendulum's swoop, social chaos and aberrant morality. This operation deceives the moral and rational vision in the common public and deny all Americans the freedom our nation proclaims. This can just be taught over and over and over and unpacked over and over and over so much, and I'll just mention a couple of things. One, do you not feel the social chaos and the aberrant morality in the society right now? If you're not feeling that society is in chaos and that license is being given to aberrant morality, then you're not paying attention. And then also the key here is this operation deceives the moral and rational vision. What's the demonstration of the deception of the moral and rational vision? It's like, who's right, who's wrong? What's true, what's false? What's moral, what's immoral, right? There's no standard. There's no guideline. There's no ethos that has decided this is the line and don't cross it. You know, it's like anything goes right now. That's the moral side, the rational vision. The level of intelligence, the level of thinking and reasoning, the ability of people to think and reason is so very low in this society. And what is that? So those two eyes, the moral eye and the rational eye, we're blinded. You know, they're not cooperating. They're not giving perspective. They're not giving insight, et cetera. And this is what denies the American, people of America, the public of America, the freedom our nation proclaims. So it's like right before your eyes, the thing that America is supposed to be delivering is being taken away. And sometimes take it away in the name of America, right? But we're not going to stay there. So a couple of these symbols, very important to understand. You know, of course, the pyramid with the eye over it on the dollar bill. And then this pendulum, this is like an artist's depiction of this is what a pendulum swings back and forth. And it winds up. It can, when you see it in its progression, in sort of like stop motion illustration, then you get that. All you would have to do, just connect the line from each of these, and imagine that being a pyramid. So on the other side, you have the same lines, and so even the pendulum's swoop. When put into perspective, it still gives you a pyramid again. And the main icon, the main symbol, the methodology that was used in order to put people in hypnotic states early on, and can still be done today, is the use of this pocket watch. You know, the pocket watch just swinging on a chain from left to right, left to right. And I simply grabbed that to illustrate the point that they control time. The forces that manage the world, the public, they do it through controlling time. What do you mean controlling time? Controlling the sense of time that people have. The more things change, the more they remain the same. Taking certain fashions out and then bringing certain fashions in. Talking about certain things in one way and then talking about it in another way. And in that way, they keep the society on a merry-go-round, keep the society on the hamster wheel, keep the society running in place, marking time, as we call it, mark time, right? Why call it mark time when you're standing still? Because that's how it is. Let me keep going. They keep you, you think you're moving, you're expending energy, but just like with that hamster wheel, right, where is the energy going that you're expending? You're on a stationary bike, you're on a treadmill, you're on a hamster wheel. There's energy that's being expended, but who's getting that energy, right? All right. So we've talked about these two symbols, this two-tongue almond symbol, but carrying both the idea of the mental and physical the hook is the psychology, and the flail is biology, right? Body and mind. And then, of course, they're both in a cross. Knowing how to exploit that is another thing. So you see on his head, you have these two serpents, and there's the message there. But bottom line is it's the rational mind. It's the intellect and the capacity for rationalization, et cetera. That's a big part of it. And, of course, this is Isis, and we spend enough time explaining that. The main thing about Isis is, of course, the Ankh, the key of life, and the fact that she has two right hands and that she's a symbol of becoming conscious of the unconscious makeup. When you do it for yourself, you become stronger and more fruitful, successful, powerful, capable. But when you do that with regard to others, when you know more about their unconscious makeup than they know about themselves, then you have the key of life for you, and you also have the key of life for them. Because the way that you use that key of life is you put your hand in the open ring, which is the head of the person, and then you manipulate them from there. And that's what's been happening with us, and that is Isis, right? Now let's introduce something new. Today, an imam talked about where the Bible speaks of don't give the bread of the kingdom to the dogs. So this Isis, another element associated with Isis is Isis's dog. That's the way I have to say it. Isis is because of the apostrophe S. Isis's dog is the Anubis, you choose, tomato. It's a black man dog. It's a black man dog, right? It's a dog, it's a man, it's black. It's a black man dog. In the Egyptian mystery system, he is the god who helped to embalm Osiris. If you understand Osiris, and I'll mention to you, Osiris represents leadership, but then, in this case, dead leadership. But then that dead leadership had to be preserved, right, after he had been killed and chopped up by Seth. And Seth, who is, I believe, the brother of Horus. I'm not trying to teach the mythology. You can look it up. Which represents, again, the loss of the value of leadership. The loss of the value of leadership, what undermines leadership, what kills leadership, right? So this Anubis was the god who watched over the process of mummification. That was his job. This black dog man, his job was to watch over the process of mummification. And what do you do in mummification? You wrap up the dead, right? And what is mummy? Mummy rhymes with dummy. And one of the things about the mummy is that the mummy couldn't speak. He couldn't speak, right? But that's also pointing to the fact that the speech is the most important thing to be paid attention to, and especially when it comes to leadership. So rap, mummy, dummy is what? Is reigning over and preserving the leadership of death. This world glorifies death. And how much more death has been happening most recently? Street violence. You know, and what about the rising the kind of music? Music justifies the behavior that accompanies it. Music justifies the behavior that accompanies it. Listen, music justifies the behavior that accompanies it. Certain music is made for certain actions, right? You have sacred music, you have Wagner was Hitler's favorite kind of stuff, and that was the way they use that to make war, right? So you have romantic music, you have liturgical music. You have all these things. But what is it for? It is for putting the person into the state where they are encouraged through the music to behave in a particular kind of way. Okay, so in rap is leading to what? And I've heard this, not just you might think about me, but there are guys who were in the that's called, use their language, the game, you know, in the mid-80s, 90s, who are now they're 30 years out from where they were. They're 30 years out. So that means if they were 20, they're 50 now, right? So they are the OGs in that sense, and they are staying. And the very, very credible, I don't have their names, there's an interview piece. I think I said this, that those of us who are the baby boom generation, you need to listen to these guys who've been there and done that and who saw the change in the game. They themselves saw the death of the original spirit, intention, motivation of the first ones who started it. It was changed to something else. It became murder and gangs and drugs and money and sex. And that they are saying that, not just me. They are saying that. So the point is, it happened in that way. So it's turned over. So death is worship. So a lot of the music. Oh, in fact, I was listening to a documentary with regard to New Orleans, with regard to music in New Orleans. I'm about to say something about Cash Money Millionaires. New Orleans, and they were like the biggest game in town in terms of that, and they're still benefiting from Drake, and there's somebody else. I don't know if it's Rihanna. There's some other big female artist that you listen to. His name is not Manny Fresh. I don't know, whatever. You point the leader of it. He said, we're forever in business with Drake and so on and so on and so forth. So the point is that they still, you know, racking up from that. Okay. But the point is that in terms of in the rap battles and diss tracks and different things, one of the statements was like there's at least like 20-something rappers that have killed, died, all in conjunction with the kind of rap, the kind of message, the kind of culture that is associated with it. And so sometimes, you know, you have a rap battle and you have battle rappers, but you could have a rap battle and there's a line that you're not supposed to cross over. In terms, yeah, you hit somebody with a track, with a line, et cetera. But if you say certain things and you say in a certain way, say in a certain time, and you name names and this and that, then it's like, and of course it has everything to do with how you do it, then it could cost you your life. And that's a part of the game. So it's like death, right? The leadership of death, right? I'll kill you, you kill me, you nobody till somebody kills you. All that. So enough said on that. So I want to go here first. So it's Cash Money Millionaires. And what we're talking about, we're talking about much of where we are now. It's about that watch. Right? It's about that, not just this one that those of you who are with us on screen, not just that watch. It's The Watchmen. He, also that movie. I think our brother Yahya was in that movie, I'm not sure. The Watchman. We're gonna keep watching and praying for him too. Because we plan, our lives already planned. You know, they plan, our lives already planned. But then we also know that Shaitan also has a plan, and so we pray Allah protects him from the way that operates, because sometimes when you quote unquote blow up, it's like it's a part of the plan and it's not always yours. I'm not saying that that's something that we need to get too shaky about, but the system hasn't changed, the machine hasn't changed just because there's someone with a Muslim name who comes into it. And when I say that, I'm saying it's like, oh, they're purified now. Everybody's good. Everything's straight. No, he still got to stay woke, as we say. And so make dua for him. Keep in mind, me, his mother, et cetera, we know. We're in touch. Clear. All right? All right. But prayers still do. All right, Cash Money Millionaire. So this is the stage. The stage representation has giant watch. Giant watch. You ever heard the term watchdogs? Watchdog. We have a watchdog committee. Watchdog. Okay. And so the dog, you already got the anubis, right? And then you have the watchdog, right? It's a diamond watch. Diamond watch, right? Let's go back to this. Now, you have this. You have Lil Wayne, right? Lil Wayne comes out of that group, Cash Money Millionaires, right? So you have Lil Nas. I'm not going to spend time. All I need to do is just bring it up. You've seen it. Lil Nas, he sold 600. They made 666 pairs, okay, of a sneaker that had a drop of blood, a drop of human blood in it. They sold out in minutes, all right? They sold out in minutes for $1,018. I haven't done the math on that, but I don't know why I sold $1,018. But in any case, 666 pairs. And I'm not going into the story of what the profile of Lil Nas is. I'll just add to this. Lil Wayne's album that I'm pointing out here is that he says, I'm not a human being. I'm not a human being. And so if you could have seen him before, the image that you have there on the right is more of who he is and who he appears to be right now. And here's another album for Lil Wayne. I'm sorry, I don't see the title of it. But you have hands which are obviously hands of the devil. He also happen to be black, right? Child with an upside down cross on it, covered in blood and the like. This is Lil Wayne. This is the rapper. This is Anubis, if you want to understand what I'm saying. Do I think they know that? No, they don't know that. I think that what you actually see in him as an image, you actually see him dying. And I think that that's also why they're setting up the next new one to replace at the. And it's just a matter of influence. It's like you and me or whatever. We can go away and never come, never pay attention. It doesn't matter. They're not interested in us. They're interested in the next generation. There's one famous activist, revolutionary, that is quoted as saying, the most forceful, powerful, or useful revolutionary, I don't know exactly which word he used, but the most, but it says, like, if you want a real strong, powerful revolutionary, it's a teenager without morals. A teenager without morals, you have the strongest, most forceful, powerful revolutionary. So they're not interested in baby boomers. They're interested in getting a generation to deprive them of morals and then point them in the direction that they want to point them in, right? It's the world we live in. So we're about to go out. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time. Let me go ahead and say what we'll do next week. What we're going to do next week, we'll spend a little more time. I had a little delay because the recording didn't begin the way that I wanted to, or at the time that I wanted to. But we're going to get into some of these things right here. I'll just let you know what's coming, and inshallah we'll get to that. So just be patient with me, and inshallah we'll get more into it. Because I want you to really understand how conscious, how deliberate this Jacobite action is, how readable it is in the society. And the answer, know al-Islam, practice al-Islam, but do so, or rather, and do so really, actually, right? Because that is the salvation for you, your family, society, and the world, real Muslims. But if you don't understand the machinery, what we used to call the trichnology, then you could get caught up in that spider's web, like the Imam talked about. So inshallah, we'll continue, and we ask Allah's grace, blessing, guidance, and protection as we continue to move down, and also so that we can be useful to you and to the world that we're seeking to bring about, inshallah. So I thank you for your patience, brother and sister, and inshallah, we will be together next time. God's peace be on you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.